Okay, I'll admit it. I never was afraid of this, but I am now. Matter of fact, I'm deathly afraid of it. When we had younger kids, and a kid would threaten to run away, most parents are not bullied by the runaway threat. The runaway threat is essentially a statement of fact in the kid's eyes. And that fact is, it is so pathetic here that I'm totally abandoning this place, and I don't care where else I go, the Gobi Desert, Siberia, it doesn't matter, it's better than here. Most children who give runaway threats, especially those under 8 and 9, they're blowing smoke. Where are they going to go? They don't even have a valid driver's license. Now, parents have standard comebacks. If you look in Parenting Manual, a fourth edition, I think, revised, paragraph 922, subsection C, there are certain comebacks to runaway threats.
Don't let the door smack your backside on the way out.
And that's the one my dad chose. The one my dad chose. My mother, she unraveled. I threatened to split on my mother, and she began to grovel and beg. It was rather embarrassing. Raymond, please, please, don't go. Please, you're my oldest son. Please don't leave. I'll go. I had one mom tell me she got tired of getting hit with the runaway threats every time little Skip got frustrated. One morning he came down traumatized over cold toast, threatened to split after school. Mom didn't say a word. She quietly handed him his lunch. Packed in a roadmap. Now, this was back in my early days as a shrink. I was a little squeamish. I said, ma'am, you did what? Gave him his lunch and a roadmap. Ma'am, what state do you live in? New York. What state did you give him? New York. Aren't you taking a heck of a chance he's going to find his way back? But you got to give him North Dakota. You know, they got one interstate through the missile silos. You can't get off for hundreds of miles. Now, that's little kids. Sometimes the big kids' threats are a little more worrisome. You know, the bigger ones, the 15, 16-year-olds, the 14-year-olds, the 17-year-olds. They're walking out. And you're wondering, they can do this. Where are they gone? But I'm scared. I personally was never frightened of that threat up until a couple days ago. In my own home, my son Samuel, he will be 15 in November. If Sammy would have said, I'm out of here, Dad, I'd have said, well, where you going, Sam? I don't know. I'm out of here. Sure, Sam? It wouldn't have shook me up because I know Sammy. Now I'd be shook up. And you know why? Because I just paid $4,200 for braces for that boy. And he can walk out with $4,200 of mine in his mouth? No. Sammy, if you're going to leave, you're going to take the braces off. We could use them for one of the younger kids later. No way you're walking out with $4,000 in your mouth. Get the braces off. And while you're at it, take all your clothes off, too. You came into my world naked. You're not going to take my stuff with you. Now I understand some of the reason why parents get so shook up when kids threaten to run away. We got money invested in those teeth, in those ears. Tubes, you know. Kids got tubes. Those tubes are expensive. Had a lot of kids get tubes in their ears when they were little. I said, you're not leaving with the tubes. Give me the tubes. Give me the tubes. We can at least sell them on eBay or something. Mom's got a yard sale coming up. See if we can find some other 7 or 8-year-old kid who needs tubes. We got some tubes here. Just wash them out a little bit. I know. I finally can relate now. I certainly hope Sammy doesn't come to understand that I am this afraid of him splitting.